This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
He's back for his weekly segment. Intern Kevin is here for Did You Know with Intern Kevin. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning, everyone.
What do you got today?
Did you know Target has its own forensics lab in Las Vegas and Minneapolis?
What?
Where criminal justice experts and forensic scientists solve crimes that happen at Target. They also help out real law enforcement agencies when they need extra manpower or facilities.
Do they still have to wear red?
Probably.
Oh,
Target's their dress code is red and khakis.
Wow.
So do you think that there's a lot of crimes that happen at Target enough to where they have to have a forensics lab?
So is it just crimes that are happening at Target, or do the authorities bring stuff in?
When they need extra manpower, but they strictly only do Target.
Okay.
Petty theft. They also have secret shoppers there.
What about murder?
Murder.
Yeah. What if somebody gets murdered at Target? Is it like what you see in movies where like FBI comes into the local police and then they have a fight over like
jurisdiction?
We got it from here. Hey, you're in our jurisdiction. Do the Target CSI? Do they like when the real police show up? Are they like you got a warrant for that? Where's your red polo? This is private property, bub.
Okay.
So are they in Target, like somewhere in it, like in the back warehouse?
No, it's like a different building.
Oh.
It's like the Pentagon's not in a police station.
I mean, that's great. They have nothing to do with each other, but you are right.
But you are right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Kevin, keep us posted on your progress with the Target Forensics Lab.
No problem. I'll send in my application.
Kevin's on the case.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, Did You Know with intern Kevin.
Did you know? Remember in the 90s when there were all these phone numbers you could call for cheaper long distance, like 10, 10, 30, 32,
he's not
1?
Doing it right. He's not doing it right.
Oh, I got it. 10-10-220.
Try again.
10-10-321.
No, that's all right. We know.
Keep going.
I don't even. What is that?
It was 10-10-321.
Right.
I don't get that. What is that?
It was a way to make cheaper long distance phone calls.
Okay, so there used to be these things called pay phones, right?
Yeah, I know those.
Okay,
Superman
when you do. Kind of.
He's right.
So if you didn't have change to put into the pay phone, that's why it's called a pay phone. You could dial 10-10-321. And then they would say, okay, who are we trying to call? And you'd be like, oh, I'm trying to call my mom, Kim, to come pick me up because I don't have a car. And then it would charge a rate to Kim instead of you.
No. You're thinking of collect calls.
Yeah, you're thinking of collect
calls. So the payphones were confusing, okay? So what Rain's talking about was called a collect call. So if I had no money to call you, but I'm at a payphone, I would dial 1-800-COLLECT.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then they would say, okay, who do you want to charge for this call? And I'd say, Kevin Wynn. And then you would say, okay, at the beep, say your name, and then they would play it. Now, the way that it was supposed to work was...
Let's do that.
We'll role play. Okay. I'm calling Katie,
okay?
This is what Katie was supposed to hear
when she got
a collect call.
Phone rings. Hello?
Hi, you have gotten a collect phone call from Gavin Wake Up Call. Will you accept the charges?
Hells to the no, or you'd say yes.
But this is the way, though, that most people used it.
Especially kids. Okay, ready? Hello?
Hi, you've received a collect phone call from... Katie, it's Gavin. I need to be picked up at the playbook. Beep.
Do you want to accept the call? No, I don't. I already got
that's
the information.
So smart.
Yeah. So that was a collect call. What 10-10-321 was like some sort of like wholesale way. It was like the Costco way to make a long-distance phone call. You had to dial 10-10-321, then the phone number, and for some reason it dropped your long-distance rate.
Because it used to be that if you had to call somebody outside of the 916, it cost extra money.
Yeah. You wanted to call the Bay Area? Long distance rates.
Jeez.
Yeah. So what was the rest of your fact?
they still exist, but the rates are higher.
Oh, why would somebody
use that?
Yeah. Why would you?
I don't know. I have unlimited calls, so.
Everyone does.
All right. Did you know with intern Kevin?
Did you know when you get a kidney transplant, in most cases, your old kidneys aren't removed. They stay in your body.
Wait, what?
Wow. Yeah.
This just happened to my cousins.
But
my cousin Chad got a kidney donation from our other cousin, Robin.
So
his old bum kidneys are still in there?
Wow.
They could be.
What if the kidney comes loose and your old dumb kidney starts to move around your body? What's the worst place in your body you would want the kidney to find a new home?
What if the kidney goes into your middle of your chest?
Oh, that'd be weird.
And it blocks your heart, and you could die.
Kevin, what if it goes in your butt?
What if it goes in your butt, Kevin?
I mean, I'll have a Kim K butt then.
Well, just in one cheek.
No, you need a kidney K butt.
Kidney K. It's bigger than mine.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.